Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
It can be frustrating when you're trying to find a highly sought-after bottle everyone's talking about. The truth is, most collectors don't even drink their allocated whiskey because they found alternatives that are just as good and affordable and easy to find. And if you want to know what Lindsay and my top 10 allocated bourbon alternatives are, then you need to stick around. So before we get started, pretty girl, we need to thank the patrons. Because there are a group of individuals out there that support us on a monthly basis. And I ran the numbers, and with what happened in the economy last year, we would have had to shut down this podcast in 2023 if it wasn't for our Patreon supporters. We are very grateful. And these individuals on the screen are some of the largest supporters, providing support so that you can watch this content for free. So before we get started on this topic, let's talk about some disclaimers.
Yeah.
So, first of all, most, but not all, but most allocated bourbons are higher in proof. And so, if I'm going to be giving you alternatives to these allocated bourbons, I'm going to be picking other bottles that are higher in proof. So, without further ado, let's jump into what our lists are.
Okay.
And just so everyone knows at home, we're going to name more than 10 individual bottles. So some of these are kind of a category, if you will. So what do we have first?
The Jack Daniel's single barrel barrel proof. That one always gets me.
Yeah.
Single barrel barrel proof.
And you got to go on a single barrel selection at Jack Daniel's.
Yeah, it was really fun.
With Lexi.
Yes, she's great.
Who is the best. She is the female assistant head distiller at Jack Daniel's, and she runs the single barrel barrel proof program, as well as working on distillation. And she is a cute little country nugget, and she got, I think, 3 marriage proposals in our comments section the last time we had her on the show.
Yeah.
But Jack Daniel's single barrels are barrel proof. Some of the time they do have some non-barrel proof options. So we one time had a mishap where you said, hey, they have the Jack Daniel's single barrel. Do you want it?
Yeah, and then I bought the wrong thing.
And then we didn't check the proof. So check the proof. But the higher proof options in both the Tennessee whiskey and the rye whiskey are both excellent alternatives.
I mean, clearly, I don't like the rye at all.
And so. that's not our first bottle either. So we go through that one occasionally.
Yeah.
Check out Jack Daniel's Barrel Proofs. What else? What's number two on
the list? The Maker's Mark Cask Strength.
Yes. And so Maker's Mark is an interesting product because they rotate their barrels in the warehouse. And so they don't experience all one aging environment their entire aging life. And that produces a very consistent product, which is why Maker's Mark's never really done like single barrel bourbons, because their barrels are treated specifically to make them taste like all the other barrels. But they did figure out the enthusiasts like a little bit higher proof, and they started doing the Maker's Mark Cask Strength. And it is a wheated bourbon. And so most of the other alternatives, their flavoring grain, their secondary grain, is going to be rye, which is going to give you baking spice notes, but wheat makes it a little softer, sometimes adds a citrus component. And many people's like holy grail whiskey is Pappy Van Winkle. Mm-hmm. And Pappy Van Winkle is also a wheated bourbon. And rumor has it that the original Julian Pappy Van Winkle helped Bill Samuels come up with his recipe for his wheated bourbon. And even offered the yeast strain from the original Sitzwiller distillery. But Bill Samuels ended up hiring a Beam, so they used Beam yeast instead. So there's some Beamy notes in there with a little bit of nuttiness, but there's also some Pappy Van Winkle style notes. So that one, I think, is an interesting alternative.
Okay.
What do we have that's third?
The Wild Turkey Rare Breed Kentucky Spirit?
Yeah, so there's two.
Slash Kentucky Spirit,
yeah.
I suppose?
So it's kind of like the Jack Daniels. Both the Barrel Proof Rye and the Tennessee Whiskey are great alternatives.
Oh, I see.
Both of these guys. So the Kentucky Spirit is a 101 proof version. Which it's basically Wild Turkey 101, but a single barrel version, and then the rare breed is the cash strength version, and both of those are relatively easy to find. They were hard to find in our market for about a year and a half ago or so, but when they do hit the market, typically they're everywhere. You can get them. They don't usually get marked up, you know, to a super high price. So I think that's a great alternative for people. So what's next?
The 1792 Full Proof.
Yes. So did you go to 1792 to do one of the barrel picks?
I don't remember.
I don't think you did.
I don't think I did.
Yeah. So we've had a really good time going up to 1792. You know, awesome legacy distillery. It's pretty interesting because it was clearly built to be a manufacturing plant and not made for visitors. Mm. And my understanding is they've changed kind of they don't do the tours there and stuff like they used to. But we got taken on a private tour there, and they still have a still that is built in the center of their building that was installed by the federal government during World War II for them to make grain neutral spirit for the war effort, which is kind of interesting. It's been decommissioned, but you can still see it. And they just make a really solid product, and they came out with a foolproof version, which is where they allow the whiskey to age in an environment where the proof goes up, but they proof it back down to the proof that it was put in barrel at, and that's what full proof is. It's proof back down to what the original barrel entry proof was, and in this case, it's 125. Solid whiskey. There are single barrel versions of this as well as just regular full proof options. Often larger liquor stores always have the full proof. It can sometimes be a little bit harder to find single barrels, but when they're out, they're usually pretty plentiful, so look for those. Yeah. And then the next one is the one that I have in my glass.
The Four Roses Small Batch Select.
Do y'all remember that that TV show where like you were in a grocery store?
Oh, Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah, Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah,
you had
Lindsay
so much time.
Supermarket Sweep
the gift shop in Four Roses. Because I was talking to Brent Elliott, and while I wasn't looking, it was just like Supermarket Sweep, because she'd like run to one area and then come back and throw some stuff on the counter, mm-hmm. and then she'd run off to go get more. And Brent Elliott's like, "What's going on?" And I was like, "Oh man,
if you were going to drag me to do whiskey things, I'm going to buy the whiskey things." So we have a whiskey tree in here at Christmas time, and that particular trip, I made sure to get Christmas ornaments from every place. Mm-hmm. My favorite sweatshirt that I own is a Four Roses sweatshirt that we got from the distillery. So
now I put this one on here because this one is readily available. It's not hard to find. It's priced appropriately. It's on the higher end of the price range for most of our recommendations, but it's priced appropriately. The proof is a little bit lower than some of the other recommendations. This one is 104 proof. But just a really solid pour, very fruity floral. An alternative to this that would be from the same distillery would be if you could find a Four Roses single barrel proof. Those are an excellent alternative to really highly allocated whiskeys. And I've had some of those that compete well against their limited edition release, which would definitely be in that allocated category. So if you can find one of those, that'd be great.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm testing my new whiskey glass that I had designed.
Why?
Well, there's a company out there that's a real Karen. Hmm. And she threatened to sue us.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah, so we had been producing some traditional tulip-shaped whiskey glasses.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
We never used the name.
Right, of course.
But they claimed to own the shape of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm just a little guy, I couldn't fight.
Right.
But do you know what that motivated us to do, Wes?
What?
To go out and design a glass that was actually made for high-proof American spirits. So the company that had the problem with us, their glass was originally designed for low-proof Scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay.
80, yeah. 86 proof, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I had noticed? Every time I would nose a really high-proof, high-quality spirit in the United States out of this glass, all I got was ethanol burn.
Yeah, a little burn there. I felt that.
And so we went out and we designed this glass that's actually designed for those higher-proof spirits. And I'm so confident in this glass that if anybody were to go to our website and buy one, I'm offering a money-back guarantee.
Wow.
If you get that glass to your house and you find yourself one of these traditional tulip-shaped glasses and you nose a high-proof spirit side by side and you can't tell the difference, I will gladly give you your money back.
So what you're saying is they can really stick it to the Karen and support the little guy by going to bourbonrealtalk.com and ordering one of these with absolutely no risk. They could get their money back if they don't prefer it nosing it to the other?
Absolutely. Okay. And if you love small business and you like sticking it to Karens, that's the way to go.
Stick it to Karen. BourbonRealTalk.com.
Cheers. So, what do we have next on the list?
Old Forester 1920.
1920.
Which is the one I couldn't find on the shelf the other day. Here it is.
There it is. That's the Old Forester.
I was trying to make a banana cocktail and couldn't find that one.
Yeah, and so one of the main tasting notes for Old Forester are banana runts candies. Yeah. And the 1920 is part of their distillery Rose series. So in Louisville, Kentucky, there's that area they call Distillery Row. And Old Forester has had their facility there from the 1800s. And they have a series of releases that are all numbered with the year that represents when they made that type of whiskey. And so the 1920 is the highest proof option at 115 proof. It is a very solid pour, very affordable, generally easy to find. So it's a great alternative to some of the barrel proofs. So what do we have next on the list?
The Bullet Barrel Strength Bourbon.
Yes, and you went to Bullet.
I did.
And
I liked
us
Bullet
a lot. Pick this particular single barrel.
Yeah.
So this variant is available in a small batch option, which is typically available at all large liquor stores. I usually don't see the barrel proof option in bars and restaurants, but in liquor stores, it's pretty easy to find. And then there's a single barrel proof option as well, and that's what we have displayed here today. And you got to go and do this barrel pick, and we had a really interesting time there.
Is that the one where we tasted the dirt? Like, I tell you, like, we're with a bunch of people, and we're tasting it, and like this one particular barrel, I swear it was like potting soil, and like it wasn't it split kind of half and half, and some people like. We're like, you're crazy.
You're
this
crazy.
Is really,
this
and I'm
is
like, no,
so
this
amazing.
Is, this
it's
is
so
dirt.
Sweet. It's so,
so
good.
So they,
Melissa.
Melissa, yes.
Yeah, so Melissa, who we love, who
isn't at Bullet anymore.
She's not at Bullet. She went and took Jackie Zykin's job over at Old Forester, actually.
Yeah.
So she switched from Bullet to Old Forester, and we love her, and she is just a treasure in the industry.
Yeah.
And she blinded us.
Yeah, so we came in, like they cleared everybody out of the room, cleared out all of the glasses, switched everything up so that no one knew what was what, and I sat down and I sniffed it and I was like, that's your,
It was just like,
that's your dirt whiskey.
Just like the video we did a couple weeks ago about the cork taint.
Yeah.
Where we were gonna blind and Scott and I both came in and smelled, and we only needed to smell the tainted glass, and we're like, all right, I don't even need to taste it. It was that black and white. And
to us.
But there were other people in the room that didn't have whatever the genetic marker is required to taste it. And they thought that it tasted great. So kind of interesting. But that aside, Bullet Barrel Proof whiskeys are, and bourbons are really great alternative and really easy to find, relatively inexpensive. And one of the ones that I drink the most of is this next one that we're going to recommend, which was Benchmark Full Proof. And this is on the lower end of the price range of what we're recommending here today. It's 125 proof Buffalo Trace Mash Bill 1. And so do you know what else is Buffalo Trace Mash Bill 1 that I love so much?
No, not if I'm put on the spot with a camera in my face.
Okay, well, it's George C. Stack.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, so this one is actually the same liquid that if you let it grow to full maturity could be made into a George T. Stagg or an Eagle Rare 17 or whatever. And so it's probably considerably younger, probably 4 to 6 years old, something like that. But same direction, flavor profile, excellent alternative to trying to find George T. Stagg, which only happens for me about once every 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you don't drink very much of your allocated
whiskey. No, no. And that's kind of the point. That's like, the once you get to a certain level, you discover this type of bottle, and this is what you focus on whenever you want to have a nice pour, because you're not going to use up your allocated stuff that would mean so much more to somebody else who had the chance to taste it.
Right.
Right. So what's next on the list?
Good old Knob Creek.
Good old Knob Creek.
Good old Knob Creek.
Wes in the background, pumping his arm for his former former favorite, Knob Creek. So Knob Creek has several different offerings. There's the single barrel version that's 120 proof, that's widely available. And then there's the just regular 9-year small batch, which is 100 proof. So the small batches are 100 proof. The single barrels are 120. Both are excellent alternatives. Full flavored whiskeys, relatively easy to find. And last but not least, what do we have there, pretty girl?
Old Granddad Bottled in Bond and 114.
Yep. So both variants. So there's three versions of Old Granddad. Old Granddad is made by Jim Beam, but it is a higher rye mash bill than the regular Jim Beam product that ends up making, you know, Booker's and Jim Beam and all of that stuff, right? So this has slightly higher rye content, so it's a little bit spicier. You still got that nutty component. They have an 80 proof version, which we don't typically drink, and I wouldn't consider that a great alternative. That's really for a different category of drinking experience, but the bottled and bonded 100 proof and the 114 are excellent higher proof options. And that concludes. This is what we drink instead of chasing allocated bourbons and using that liquid to have, you know, yet another drinking experience, because we've got to try so many allocated bourbons so many times that we've spent the time to figure out that this hits our palate just right, and we don't have to go chase all those bourbons.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's give some whiskey away.
Let's do it.
All right. So this time we're going to have three winners.
Oh, wow.
I literally have to go look at the barrels to see how much whiskey I, or bottles, to see how much whiskey I have left, to see how many samples we'll be able to do. So on this one, we're going to be giving away a Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Barrel Proof Tennessee Whiskey, Maker's Mark Cash Strength, Wild Turkey Rare Breed, 1792 Full Proof, Four Roses Small Batch Select, Old Forester 1920, Bullet Barrel Strength Bourbon, Benchmark Full Proof, Knob Creek 9-year, and Old Granddad 114. Mm-hmm. So that is going to be 10 one-ounce samples for three separate winners. And so what I'm going to ask you out there is that if you are a winner, that you use these samples to share with others, because you should not be drinking 10 ounces of whiskey in one sitting.
Sure.
So let's share this. I think if I had... I think that if I had 10 ounces, that I could do a real nice tasting with two other people.
Sure.
So I think that'd be awesome.
That'd be fun.
So the way that you enter this free giveaway is you got to like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell, which will give you notifications of future content. Each piece of content has a giveaway, so you'll be notified of future giveaways as well. And all you have to do is click the web link below in the video description, fill out your basic information, we'll run a randomizer, post it publicly, reach out to the winner, get your shipping information, and send you your samples absolutely for free.
Yep.
Now, tell the people how they can support the channel Pretty Girl.
Well, we have a Patreon with all kinds of levels to fit any budget. Mm-hmm. And they're chock full of really cool...
Member benefits.
Thank you. Distillery takeovers, barrel picks, you know, behind the scenes, first dibs on new products when they get released.
Yeah, and huge discounts on merch.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the second way you could support the channel, and that is by purchasing our merchandise.
Right. I mean, we've gotten a lot of support from, I mean, just merch supporters. Maybe you can't commit to a monthly membership, but you can buy a t-shirt, like a Whiskey Wife t-shirt. So,
by the way, this is not an extra medium. This is just
a regular medium.
Regular size, yeah.
But yeah, I mean... Like, it was originally created for all the Whiskey Wives that were, I mean, kind of
long
whiskey.
Suffering.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like our husbands just disappeared. Like hunting season, but all the time.
Yeah. What's fun is to go to a whiskey event and be walking around and see people wearing this very specific t-shirt. And I don't know who they are, but they found it online and
for
found
all the
some
whiskey
solace
wives.
In it.
So there's also a Whiskey Wife flask, which is super fun.
Kind of cool. You can also support the channel if you need residential real estate agent services in the Dallas or Houston metro areas. Yep. My real estate company has subsidized this channel since its inception. And would love to hear from you. We do give epic bottles as closing gifts to anybody who comes to us through our Whiskey Lives.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the show philosophy. If this is your first time tuning in, we want to let you know that we're all about bringing people together around bourbon. And that's something that is personally important to Lindsay and I because we lost my younger brother to suicide in 2014. And if you get to know Lindsay at all, you'll know that she can't not do nothing. She has to do something.
Yeah,
and
I'm
so,
a doer.
We started looking into different ways that we might be able to contribute. And in the end, we had kind of had to find our own path. And that led to me seeing the connective power of whiskey bringing people together, realizing that my brother had lost some of those social connections in this world that were holding him here, and thinking, maybe I can use the connective power of whiskey to get people connected. And that's why we started the channel. But we also needed to create a forum for people to meet each other and interact in a positive environment. So we created Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a free Facebook-based, troll-free environment. You can get in there. Everyone's welcome. Women are welcome. And, you know, you can go in there and post, and there's not going to be a bunch of people that jump on you and say negative things.
If they do, they are gone very
quickly.
They
do get removed quickly, yeah. Or re-educated and then removed if they don't change their evil ways. so we knew we needed to do that, though, because we did see a lot of negativity in some of the other forums online. Mm-hmm. And we call those people whiskey trolls. And they taught us a valuable lesson, and that is if they can hate strangers online, we can love strangers online. And that's why we end every episode the same way. And that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers. Episode.
I know.
About how creepy it was going to be.
It's not going to be creepy.
But yeah, I mean, it's like, honestly, most of her male celebrity crushes, if they just met her, they would be instant besties. Like,
no, that's not true.
They wouldn't even have a choice. They'd be like, oh, this chick is so endearingly awkward. I have to make her my new best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in my head, I want to be like Elise Myers that like... Like, everyone loves her, and she's more awkward than me.
Yeah, yeah. If she can do it...
If she can do it, I can do it.
You can do it, yeah.
You know, she's besties with Lance Bass now from NSYNC.
As she should
who
be.
She loved when she was a kid. So, I mean, there's hope for me and the Salvators and the Winchester, or the... Yeah, the Winchesters. And
yeah.
The Walking Dead.
There's still time. Okay. It could happen.
Whiskey.
All right, whiskey.